Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
We are back with another episode of Lending Forward, and my guest today is Eric Newman. Eric is the founder of Rock Solid, and I think my favorite part of this, Eric, is you go by the Chief Play Officer instead of anything else. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we obviously love Rock Solid. We have been big supporters for a long time, and I'm so excited to introduce you to our listener base. So before we get into everything else, give us a quick backstory of who you are, what is Rock Solid, and how can people learn more?
Sure. So again, Chief Play Officer of Rock Solid Foundation. We love and serve the pediatric cancer community. The reason we do so is I'm a childhood cancer survivor. I also lost two first cousins to this horrible disease. So I hate everything about the pediatric cancer community. So my wife and I have been raging war against pediatric cancer for the last 15 years. What we do at the foundation is we build play sets for kids all throughout the country. Why play sets? It's because play is a kid's work. And when a child's diagnosed with cancer, they lose out on play. So what if there was a world, what if there was a community where we could eradicate that moment to where we could provide play to every child fighting cancer? And then the other aspect of what we do is the Rock Solid Ready Bag. And those are bags that we deploy all throughout the country. We're partnered with 150 hospitals now. We partner with the hospitals to then give the Ready Bags to the hospitals, and then the hospitals give to the families. And where that came from, the idea of the Ready Bag is my mom created the first Ready Bag. What's the one thing she remembered on the day I was diagnosed? And so we've been packing these bags. It's got the essentials for families to stay together in the hospital. And so, again, eradicate. Like, I'm a childhood cancer survivor, right? So I believe I can do anything. If I can beat cancer, there's nothing in this world that I can't do. So Rock Solid Foundation has been giving the Ready Bags for the last, I want to say, 8 years. And this year we'll give about 5,000 Ready Bags out to families fighting cancer. So that's Rock Solid Foundation in probably less than a minute. I speak all the time, so I'm trying to really condense it down and hone it in. And so a little bit more about me. I'm an entrepreneur. I was the kid that started the candy business in fourth grade. I started lawn care companies, started construction companies, and I was chasing success up to 2008. Ended up losing everything in 2008. And that's where I found myself at a moment in time where everything around me kind of collapsed, that what I knew and what I held true. And in 2008, I went to Costa Rica, did some soul searching, and then I combined my cancer knowledge and my construction knowledge. And that's where the actual idea of Rock Solid came from. It's a pivotal moment in my life where everything I was doing for the last 15 years was working. And then all of a sudden it just stopped working. And then it left me at this curbside moment where I had a decision to make. What am I going to do? And that's 15 years later now, Rock Solid Foundation's been around.
That's crazy. I did not know that story. So is Rock Solid nationwide?
Rock Solid Foundation is nationwide. There's about 250 children's hospitals throughout the country, and we're partnered with 150 so far. So there's close to 16,000 families a year that are diagnosed with cancer. So our BHAG, Big Hairy Audacious Goal, is to, in the next 3 to 5 years, to be able to deploy hope to 16,000 families. And now my board's actually letting me talk about this, is there's a global organization coming. Rock Solid Foundation will become a global organization to love and serve 400,000 families every single year throughout the world. And see, the significance of that is, like, I'm saying the numbers, right?
It's crazy.
But to you, it's a number, but to me, it's a name. So every single number that I just talked about has a name, and their family is suffering through cancer, and we will love and serve everyone. So really stoked about that. I think that your vision should always outweigh your resources. So a big vision guy here. Luckily, I got a great team that helps me accomplish a lot of the crazy ideas that get mustered up in my head.
I love that. And I love that you guys are going global. That is exciting.
Let's go.
That is huge. That is so fun. So, for the listeners that want to learn more, want to get involved, want to help you, maybe provide some resources for that vision, how do they find you?
The easiest way is go to our website, rocksolidfoundation.org, and rock is spelled R-O-C, the K fell off. So it's rocksolidfoundation.org.
You
would be surprised. People always put the K. I was like, man, if I could rewind, I was like, I should have bought the domain name R-O-C-K. So it's great. Live and learn, right?
Is there a reason you didn't put a K?
So there is. So when I was diagnosed, so my dad called me E-Rock growing up, E-R-O-C-K. Okay. And the day I was diagnosed, I loved Garfield. So you remember the cat, they ate lasagna. So he bought me a Garfield, had it embroidered. And back then, embroidery was kind of a new thing. And so he had it, he went to give it to me when I was getting ready to go into surgery. And they're like, no, wait. You can't, because it hadn't been disinfected yet. So it went into the washing machine, and when it came out, it looked like it was 30 years old, and E-R-O-C was the only thing left on. And so the K actually fell off in the washing machine. So in my world headquarters, which was my parents' garage, a lot of great things started in their probably not their parents' garage, but in garages. I was sitting there trying to figure out what the heck we were going to name this organization. And they still have the Garfield. So I just put my hand up in front of the E and I saw R-O-C. I was like, rock solid. So I wish it meant something like relying against all cancer or something, but it's not. The K fell off in the washing machine.
The K literally fell off.
Literally fell off in the washing machine. So it's great. You'll never forget that story. See, no. Life is a combination of stories. So
that's really funny. I love that. I mean, every name has a story behind it. That one is... I won't forget it. I'll never forget
it. Hopefully that was the first one, the first one that you ever heard. Yeah, now you know the K fell off.
Well, you said something. I'm going to go back because I think it relays in today's industry for us is, you know, you are a big vision guy. You had this big vision. You had, you know, your soul searching in Costa Rica. And I think a lot of us in the industry also have big visions and we have a lot of plans and we put these plans together. 2023 was hard. We were all hoping that 2024 was going to be like, whew, thank God we made it through. We don't have to do it again. And unfortunately, 2024 hasn't exactly kicked off the way that we had hoped. And so I wanted to bring you on, and this is really why I wanted to bring you on, because I know you talk a lot about mindset, and I think we talk a lot about mindset, and mindset in 2023 was a huge buzzword for our company and for the podcast and everywhere. But I don't think that's going to shift in 2024. I think what might have to shift is our perspective. And I kind of want to ask you some questions around that because you do such a good job talking about it. And I feel being in the organization that you are in, mindset and perspective also have a little bit to do with it. So walking into 2024, if you are familiar with Atlantic Bay, so you know all of the things that
love Atlantic Bay.
Thanks. You know, what would you say to a mortgage originator or a real estate agent that's like, Eric, this is hard. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, I would. So this is something that I live by. And this is one of our values at Rock Solid that I would say, first of all, you got to just sit in it. There's no way, like, you're going to have to sit in it. And then what I write down is I truly identify. I think it's Bill Walsh that once said, if your why is strong enough, you'll always figure out how. Mm-hmm. So this is a turning point. This is a moment in time to where if you truly want to be in this industry, sit in it and ask yourself why you want to be in it. Simon Sinek, Start With Why, brilliant. But for us, how I go back, what anchors me in our why is this statement right here. Marry the mission, not your model. Marry the mission, not your model. So what does that mean? For us, my mission, what I am called to do is to love and serve the pediatric cancer community. My model is to provide play. Well, just like us, and for not in 2023, but 2020, we do corporate team building exercises all over the country. And in 2020, we couldn't do those anymore. But guess what? Cancer didn't stop. So how do we bring back play? And we're married to the mission, not our model. So I would encourage you to, okay, what is your mission? If your mission is to make money, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But identify it. And then from there, guess what? Models have to change. And it sounds like even just what I know about the mortgage industry, like the model is shifting.
Yeah.
And so identify your mission, marry that, and then execute with excellence whatever model is put in front of you. And perspective shift is best seen when you get on ground level. So like your perspective, if you're up and you've been on the high mighty roller coaster, easy come, easy go, get up tomorrow, make some mo. That used to be my slogan in construction in 08. But guess what? Times have changed. Do you know the best perspective shift that I had was that curbside moment in 2008 when I didn't know what to do? Mm-hmm. Because when humans' backs, like when society's back is pushed up against the wall, that's when you truly see people come out and significant change happens. And the craziest part for us in 2020, we were doing about 200 playset projects a year. Well, we went back, we married the mission, we created a new model, and that's called Rock Solid On Demand. And so we went from 200 playsets a year to 700 playsets the next year because we changed and adapted to the new model that was in front of us. So I would say marry the mission, not the model, and examine the why. Like truly identify and sit in why you're doing what you're doing, and then from there you'll figure out how.
I really like that. And I think that's, you know, I think that's powerful. And I know like we've done this like personally, it's really sat down and like, what is our why? What is our vision? What is our, why are we in this? And I think the mission we lose sometimes, and it's similar to Rock Solid, is it's, we get caught up in the numbers, right? We get caught up in, it was this many transactions and we closed this much volume and we sold this many houses. But at the end of the day, you're really helping somebody or a family get into either their first home, their second home, their forever home. And that's why you're here. You're here to serve a family. It just so happens we can make a lot of money doing it.
Right. And the other thing I would say too, in this moment, like you got to be able to identify what you can control. You can't control the Fed. You can't control like if they're going to take it or not, but what can you control? And I think that that's the perspective shift for us. Like write it down, write down all the things that are stressing you out and then truly prioritize and then write down what you can control. And then you're probably, if you have 30 things in your head, you're going to come up with about 3 or 4 things that you can control and then move from there. Mm-hmm. And I do brain dumps all the time in situations like this. I just get it all out so that I can allow new stuff to come in. But I think too, I would encourage them to be brilliant at the basics. So like after you examine, okay, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. Then what is the basics of your business? And then from the basics, so you look at Michael Phelps, you know how boring it is to be Michael Phelps? Or when he was in Olympic training, 80,000 meters a day, he swam. That's boring and lonely, but he was brilliant at the basics. So what are the basics that maybe because of the movement that you miss the moment, right? So we in business, right? You want that movement. You want it to rock and roll. You want it to turn and burn. You want to make the money. No money, no mission, right? But what are you missing because you were moving so fast? How can you boil it back down, be brilliant at the basics to create the best moment possible for your client? And then focus on the one, what you hope to do for the many. Do it over and over. Don't lose focus on the one, because if you do, you'll never arrive at the many.
That was beautifully said.
I have no idea what I said. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, I do though, because we do get so caught up in the moment. And I'm thinking personally, just my life, is that you do get so caught up that you forget about the basics. You forget about, you know, it's something as simple as thank you cards or something as simple as a morning routine. You just get so caught up in like, go, 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 go. And I think one, yes, we do need to bring it back down and get back to basics. But I think also 2024 and beyond is not going to look like 2010, 2020. It's a
Right.
totally different model. So you have to get down to the basics. The basics, I think, will always get you through. I think you're absolutely right. But there's also going to be, you know, a little shift in your activities aren't going to look the same. Your days are not going to look the same, and you need to adapt. So I love all your little nuggets. Do you have any nuggets on adaptability?
Yes. So my nugget for that is, and you can ask my team, and a dreamer, right? So I dream. Like, I used to get in trouble for daydreaming at school. Now I get paid to be like a dreamer, visionary, or whatever. So like, the nugget for adapting is test hard, pivot often. Test hard, pivot often. Do things that have never been done. And if they don't work, guess what? Give yourself permission to be curious and to fail. Curiosity does not kill the cat in this stage of the game. Like, be curious. Like, imagine to dream of like things. Like, we're all in a world of reset. And I think I've used this example. I don't know if it was with y'all. Like, your reset on your phone. Like, we're moving so fast. No one knows how. I don't. Maybe I'm just not smart, but I don't know how to reset, do a hard reset on my phone. Most people are scared to do a hard reset on their phone. Why? Because of fear. They don't want to lose the stuff they had. It's important information. Well, guess what? The cool thing about a reset, a hard reset, what does it do when you do a hard reset on your phone? It takes it back to the basic functionality, and now there's room for so much more new ideas and new activity to come in. So what is some of the stuff, the world that we're living in right now, I'm dreaming about things that don't even exist right now, which my team thinks I'm crazy, but cheers to the crazy ones. Not my team, but like the world.
Yeah.
Cheers to the crazy ones that think they can change the world because they just might do it.
Yes.
But to answer your question, that's a soapbox for me. Test hard, pivot often, try things, and guess what? They're going to fail. Mm-hmm. But then try something else. And it's how you pick yourself back up.
So good. So good. So give me a practical way to do this. So, okay. Eric said, I have to get back to the basics. I have to have a hard reset. What does that look like?
So what does that look like? It's a great question.
And you can give it doesn't have to be mortgage focused. Like, just
no. So a reset for us is marry the mission, not the model. And I think at the end of the day, all of us are going to have these moments. I call them the curbside moments. And the basic side of it, what I do is I get my journal out and I write down, I take note of the things that I've already said this, but what I can control. Mm-hmm. And then the testing is like, what ideas do I think can work? And then I prioritize and then I go after the top three ideas. But the hard part is dealing with the fear of failure for me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm being totally transparent. So I say a basic way for me is like the difference is for like mindset, right? Fear and excitement is the same emotion. It's a different mindset. And so like the part for me, if you put me on a slope next to a long ski jump guy, he's been training his whole life for this. And then you put me there and this is my first time skiing ever. I'm going to be scared to death, but this guy's excited next to me. We're doing the exact same thing. So I think understanding the mindset, recognizing fear, and I call it dropping the F-bomb long enough to take action. So drop the F-bomb and then take action behind it. And you're like, all right, what does that action look like? For you all, I believe in the brilliance of the basics. AI is taking this world by storm right now, which it's always been around, but now it's in your face. Mm-hmm. But I would say a practical way is drop the F-bomb long enough to take action. And I would just not be scared of failure and to be extremely curious. And I know that's not practical of like, mm-hmm. I can't give you step one,
right.
Wake up, stretch seven times and I do box breathing. So I can tell you all of that stuff, read books. But it's a scary, scary time, but it's also an amazing time.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, if you can push past that fear long enough to take action, you'll be the one standing at the mountaintop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember when things get like this and times are super hard, the water is in the valley, not on the mountaintops.
Mm-hmm.
And so the water is the nutrients. It's the life. It produces new fruit, but the mountaintop is great. I'm the guy that will go to the mountaintop. I'm like, woo, let's go. But I'll tumble down. Like, but then I got to remember that the water's in the valley.
For sure. And I think another thing too, and you touched on it with Michael Phelps and you touched on it with the ski jumper is, you know, it, it's going to take practice. I like to take everything back to athletics. I like sports in general. So, and I think sports goes very well with business, but it's, right. You know, it is one of those things, like, don't fear failure, but also you have to practice it. Like, you correct. Have to, you're going to fail, not you have to, like, you're going to, right. But it's that keep trying, keep tweaking, and, you know, let it ride for a little bit,
right,
before you give up.
Yeah, I think that for me, like, so my son plays baseball, like, I play baseball, sports. One thing in baseball, as the pitcher's getting ready to let go of the ball, you mm-hmm. prep. You're ready, right? Anticipate that the ball is going to get hit to you. Anticipate that the phone's going to ring. The other thing, the practical thing that I do, and this is a sales thing, I don't remember who I read or heard this from, is that I keep track of my no's. I know that y'all have had to hear that in the lending world. So my goal, when I first started Rock Solid, it was the worst economy since the Great Depression, had zero money, only millionaires start nonprofits, all of that fear of failure, and I just lost everything that I had in the construction company. And I keep track of my no's, meaning when I first started, I wanted to get to 30 no's because I knew if I could get to 30 no's, I'd get to one yes. Mm-hmm. But no one likes to hear the word no's. No, just like people don't like to stand in line. But guess what? If you stand in the line, the ride is amazing. So it's, you keep track of your no's, and it's super, like, that's super basic. But it is, it's an exciting time, but it's going to change the game. And also, I think Emily Farley from Atlantic Bay showed this video, Do Hard Better. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
I do.
The ones that succeed in life do hard better.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, just struck. That's gold. Guess what? It's hard. There's nothing we can do about it, but do hard better.
Agreed.
Take more shots. Anticipate that the ball is going to be hit to you.
Mm-hmm. There's brilliance in the basics.
Brilliance in the basics.
I love it. Well, Eric, we thank you so much, but we can't let you leave without asking you one more question. And that question is, how do you plan on lending it forward in 2024?
So how I plan on lending it forward is that I truly believe I'm going to pour out. I'm going to fight for success and pour out significance. So I am going to fight like you know what for families fighting pediatric cancer. We're going to be as successful as possible to pour out the significance. And so that's what I truly believe, like lending it forward, like my wife, my family, my brain, my staff, my team, we're going to fight for success to pour out significance.
I love that. And we're going to fight right beside you because we obviously love Rock Solid. I'm so excited to see what you do when you take it global, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you again for coming on the podcast.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSConsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.